Hi, I'm Joseph, Joseph N. Nicolet, and I'll be your host as we explore Cross Lake Village. My exploration party surveyed the upper Mississippi, traveling to the Whitefish chain in 1836. It was an exciting and difficult adventure, to be sure. We traveled these lands and waters through dense virgin forests. Our explorations led to an important act from Congress that appropriated money to maintain the Mississippi Reservoir System. I am proud of my work and the work of my exploration party. In early days, Native Indian tribes populated the land for centuries, using these lakes and rivers for summering, important byways of travel, hunting, and fishing. Fur trappers and traders found the area to be bountiful in wildlife. A Northwest trading post was located on Upper Whitefish, where Native Americans and trappers brought their furs. Look to the west, across County Road 66, and you will see the Pine River Dam, constructed first in 1885 and 1886 as part of the Mississippi Reservoir System. Today, there is a popular public campground adjacent to the dam and maintained by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, a hidden jewel of Cross Lake. Logging became an important industry as the forests were cut and logs were now able to be floated through the Pine River stream into Whitefish Lake, through Rush Lake, to Cross Lake, and then to the dam. Come along with me as we explore the Cross Lake Log Village. It houses many original buildings, furnishings, and artifacts of our rich history. You may want to picnic on the grounds or stroll down by the river to listen as the Pine River tumbles along its winding path on its way to join the Mississippi. First stop is the Visitor Center, the newest addition to the village. Come along now. There's much to learn and explore.